beast. Henny gave her a quick look and then peered out of the window. We drew up before an immense palace of pink and white marble with orange trees outside the doors in gold and black tubs. "Would you care to go in?" I suggested. She hesitated, bit her lip and resigned herself. "Oh, well, there seems nowhere else," she said. "Get out, Henny." I went first to find the table, of course. She followed. But the worst of it was having her little brother, who was only 12, with us. That was the final straw, having that child trailing at her heels. There was one table. It had pink carnations and pink plates with little blue tea napkins for sales. "Shall we sit here?" She put her hand wearily on the back of a white wicker chair. "We may as well. Why not?" she said. Henny squeezed past her and wriggled onto a stool at the end. He felt awfully out of it. She didn't even take her gloves off. She lowered her eyes and drummed on the table. When a faint violin sounded, she winced and bit her lip again. Silence. The waitress appeared. I hardly dared to speak to her. "Tea? Coffee? China tea? Or iced tea with lemon?" Really, she didn't mind. It was all the same to her. She didn't really want anything. Henny whispered, "Chocolate?" But just as the waitress turned away, she cried.